An informative week on Kennedy Molloy as Mick and Limo learnt a new word.
Two giant cherry blossoms tattooed on her chest.
Yeah.
Above the breast.
Oh, yeah, above the breast. So they're high on the chest.
A décolletage.
And her boyfriend at the time.
Oh, me, your majesty.
That's what it's called. Décolletage. Don't say you had one for breakfast.
We all learnt about the Banking Royal Commission with Scott Pape.
Can I be so rude as to call it Boys Club?
Yes.
Because that's all I'm seeing, unfortunately, at the moment. And
she's a femo nut.
What kind of bonuses have these knobs been getting?
Millions.
It looks like your Tinder page. Jane Kennedy.
How dare you?
As I look at the front
take that
page
right back. That is my worst nightmare.
Mick, learn about love from Zoe Foster-Blake's new book.
There's a chapter here called Commitment.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You'll be surprised to know. Mick's single at the moment, Zoe.
What's happening
now? I just love the idea of you taking that home tonight in a bubble bath and reading it with a glass of wine, Mick.
And we learnt how Jane likes to spend her evenings.
Last night I thought, treat for the family, let's have some chicken from a shop.
Mum couldn't be stuffed.
No, Mum thought she'd give everyone a
Mum's
treat.
Mum's had a big weekend. Mum just wants to watch maths. Mum just wants to lie
that's
on
not
the
far off the truth.
Lie on the couch.
Anyway, I thought
drain this bottle of rosé and watch maths.
Listen.
Kids, go get yourself some chicken.
We learnt that Mick probably shouldn't be in charge of flat pack furniture.
My boys' bunk beds turned up like that.
Oh, do you know what?
Hey, do you know what
they could end up in the hospital any day now.
Yeah. Yeah, I put Lenny on the top bunk. I had to make a quick decision
because he was in trouble.
We learned how Sonny Bono died skiing.
He hit a tree, and that tree was inducted into the Music Hall of Fame.
He did have to work with Cher for a lot. He's married to her.
He did it deliberately. Did you want to do another album with Cher? No! Doink! That tree was 2 years younger than Cher. It was a 100-year-old oak.
But did we really need to learn how Mick lost his virginity?
It was on a beach in Darwin.
Why were you in Darwin?
It's a school camp. Can I say it was a beach where...
Is this real? I don't want to look at you any time.
No, listen, there were crocodiles on the beach.
Yes.
So it was quite... that's my excuse.
Dangerous.
My excuse for being over so quickly. Quick game's good game, guys.
We learnt that Jane has a thing about manners.
Pardon me, but do you have nice manners?
Jesus Christ. Like you said, pardon me. Do you have nice manners? Otherwise, I wouldn't have broken through. Like, bad manners, like what? Like eating without a.
Well, being rude to a waiter or someone, not standing up when I walk in the room.
Right. We learnt that Mick won't be dating a vegan anytime soon.
That would almost be a deal breaker for me. You know, like, out, hi, this woman's perfect.
I think it might be for me.
And then she's a vegan.
What if she's a vegan that doesn't drink?
Well, how would I meet her in the first place?
Jane gave Mick a very real lesson on what it would be like dating a Brazilian supermodel.
Mick, I'm not going anywhere. I've got to get a pedicure. Give me some cash. I'm getting my pedicure now. I'm going to get my manicure. Hey, I'm going to drop me off the hair extension salon. I'm not going out to your stupid maesters. Drink the beers. No cubs for you, Mick. You are not to drink cubs. You're too fat. We can't walk down the red carpet together. You have to lose weight.
Who are you channeling now? Turn into a roast.
And we learnt that trainer Darren Weir had electroshock jiggers in his bedroom.
His bedroom?
I might need a few of those in my bedroom.
Is that in the side drawers?
Let's get a game going.
That's pretty forceful. Wow.
Sheesh.
Enough. Already.
Wow.
Wooshka.
You might want to take the blinkers off too.
But perhaps the biggest lesson learned this week? Well, it had to do with cows.
There is nothing like a big pair of cans on a cow.
Cans on a cow?
They're big cans.
It's one whole big can.
No, it's
big can.
Big cans.
Big udder.
Is it?
It's not four udders.
I thought you had four udders.
No.
Why not?
Because that's your fantasy.
What have I been milking?